This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. 1/3 of U.S. adults don't get recommended sleep. Evidence-based guide to sleep optimization. An estimated 1/3 of American adults fail to achieve the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. While lifestyle modifications remain the primary intervention for sleep optimization, emerging evidence suggests targeted supplementation may benefit specific populations when behavioral approaches prove insufficient. 33% of American adults don't get recommended sleep duration. Sleep duration recommendations by age group, recommended nightly sleep hours across different life stages, newborns, 0 to 3 months, 4 to 17 hours, school age, 6 to 13 years, 9 to 11 hours, adults, 18 to 64 years, 7 to 9 hours, older adults, 65 plus years, 7 to 8 hours. Source, Georgian Medical Journal News. Sleep supplementation. Evidence and limitations. Sleep supplements serve three primary functions: reducing sleep onset latency, improving sleep maintenance, and enhancing overall sleep quality. However, supplemental interventions yield limited benefit without addressing fundamental sleep hygiene practices first. The approach to sleep optimization should prioritize lifestyle modifications before considering pharmaceutical or nutraceutical interventions, according to the source material. Clinical evidence suggests that behavioral interventions remain the gold standard for sustainable sleep improvement. Melatonin, efficacy, and safety profile. Evidence is not strong that supplementing with melatonin is associated with negative feedback, causing the body to produce less melatonin or dependency, according to the source material. Some dependency may occur, but most evidence points to this being more psychological compared to having established mechanistic underpinnings. Consistent melatonin supplementation is most effective in people with conditions that are associated with sleep disturbances and the elderly who produce less melatonin. For otherwise healthy individuals, melatonin is best supplemented as needed for sleep disturbances, according to recent sleep research. Clinical considerations and drug interactions. Botanical sleep compounds carry significant interaction potential with both prescription medications and other supplements. The source material warns that supplements are not intended for stacking, mostly regarding botanical-based compounds, and advises being mindful of herb-herb and herb-drug interactions when supplementing. The source material emphasizes the importance of consulting your primary medical doctor before beginning any regimen to treat what you may think may be a clinical disorder, and before supplementing with anything over the counter if you are being treated for another medical condition. The patient-provider discussion should include comprehensive assessment of sleep hygiene practices and underlying medical contributors to sleep disturbance. Population-specific recommendations. Sleep supplement efficacy varies significantly across demographic groups and clinical presentations. Elderly patients demonstrate enhanced response to melatonin supplementation due to age-related reduction in natural melatonin production, while younger healthy adults may achieve equivalent results through behavioral modifications alone. Individuals with diagnosed sleep disorders require specialized evaluation and treatment protocols that extend beyond over-the-counter supplementation. The integration of evidence-based sleep medicine approaches with targeted interventions offers the most comprehensive treatment framework. Supplemental interventions are not likely to yield maximal benefit if general perisleep habits are not addressed first and foremost. Sleep, a light guide. Key takeaways. 1/3 of U.S. adults fail to achieve recommended 7 to 9 hours of nightly sleep. Lifestyle modifications should precede supplementation in sleep optimization strategies. Melatonin shows strongest evidence in elderly populations and those with sleep-related conditions. Botanical sleep compounds require careful consideration of drug-herb interactions. Frequently asked questions. How much sleep do adults actually need? Adults should generally target 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night, according to the source material. Individual needs may vary based on genetics, health status, and lifestyle factors. Is melatonin safe for long-term use? Current evidence suggests melatonin does not cause significant negative feedback or physical dependency, according to the source material. However, chronic use is most beneficial for elderly individuals and those with sleep-related conditions rather than healthy adults. Can I combine multiple sleep supplements safely? The source material advises against stacking botanical sleep compounds due to increased interaction risk and potential adverse events. Consult a healthcare provider before combining supplements, especially if taking prescription medications. Supplementation should be reserved for people who cannot further improve their sleep through lifestyle changes, according to the source material. Sleep medicine continues evolving as researchers identify more precise mechanisms underlying sleep disorders and therapeutic interventions. Source: Sleep A Light Guide. At context, 1/3 of U.S. adults don't get recommended sleep. Evidence-based guide to sleep optimization. Description: 1/3 of U.S. adults miss recommended 7 to 9 hours sleep. Evidence-based guide covers melatonin efficacy, supplement safety, and sleep optimization strategies. Author: At Type Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: Type Organization, name GMJ News Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-22. Date modified: 20th of 2020.